This is Degaris Mask List, MGTOW Flyers. That is two 3-page essays on the themes of maskulism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 696, entitled, Soon, Maskulist Lawyers Will Be Suing Universities, Misandrist, Hypocritical, Geocidal Women's Studies Courses. Description. The fact that now two-thirds of young men in the US don't even date young women is deep in its implications. If things don't change, we wipe ourselves out. The greatest threat to humanity, graver than global warming or a nuclear holocaust. This flyer suggests a measure that can be taken to bite this horrible bullet. And that is that maskless lawyers sue their local universities for the misandry, hypocrisy, and geocidal tendencies of their women's studies courses, forcing them to teach masculism as well, to help create a bi-conscious society so that young women are made much nicer for young men to be with. The flyer itself. Soon, maskless lawyers will be suing universities, misandrist, hypocritical, geocidal women's studies courses by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. It's taking me some time to mentally process the enormity of the fact that in the US now, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women. The main reason these young men give for their refusal to date is that young women in the US are seen by these young men as undateable due to these young women having been, quote, too poisoned by feminism. No matter to what extent you agree with the feminist critique of men with feminist misandry, you have to admit that indirectly the spread of feminist ideas has made young women seem repulsive to young men, and hence in my view is the planet's greatest existential threat, worse than global warming or nuclear holocaust, etc., due to the fact that geocide, in brackets, that is death of the world's population, close brackets, is nearer than global warming and more certain than a nuclear holocaust. Despite the enormity of this dating strike by young men, the politicians seem oblivious to its importance, probably due to their ignorance of what is happening to young men. In the mid-2020s, most politicians are very conscious of the block voting power of women and try to mollify women with pro-women legislation. This has to stop, or we wipe ourselves out, and quickly, in just a few generations, if you do the math. Another reason why the politicians are largely oblivious to this geocide threat is that in the US now, the majority of journalists are women who are strongly monoconscious. That is, the only gender politics they've ever heard of is feminist. So when they come across any maskless or MGTOW critique of women, their backs stiffen and they go into feminist fight mode, opposing any critique of women coming from men. This too has to stop, because it's keeping the whole population ignorant of how women oppress men, and in fact worse than vice versa. Maskers complain bitterly about the existence of the Fem Mafia, that's feminist media mafia, which blocks the spread of maskers and MGTOW ideas, thus slowing the global liberation of men from women's horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. For example, the big three of women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering. It's therefore not surprising that there is a growing hatred within the manosphere for women's hypocrisy against women's lashing out at men in public for the relatively mild ways that men oppress women, when in fact women oppress men in capital letters far worse. For example, the Big Three. So, once there are enough masculists and MGTOWs to have penetrated the legal profession, the time is now ripe for masculist lawyers to start suing the universities. Why do I say this? My justification rests on a chain of logic, which goes as follows. For decades now, there have been women's studies courses at universities which preach that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. It's almost exclusively young women who attend these courses, who often come away with a hatred of men, or at least suspicious and not generous towards men. These women's studies professors know almost nothing about masculist nor MGTOW ideas, so feel fully justified for being angry at men for the gender crimes that men commit against women, and pass on this anger to their female women's or gender studies students. According to Google, there are 700 such women's studies courses in the US now, and many of them have been around for decades. So huge numbers of former female women's studies students have moved on into their professions, especially into the media, preaching their monoconscious feminist message to their publics, thus creating a zeitgeist that is almost exclusively monoconscious. So millions of young women have been influenced by this monoconscious misandry and manifest it in the attitudes they express towards young men, making these young women surly, condescending, and feeling morally superior to men, labelling men toxic and the like. Of course, young men hate this and look upon such women as, quote, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, end quote, and reject them totally, not even pumping and dumping them, thus forcing young women to remain manless and hence loveless, sexless, babyless, and dying slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf. But the idea of the dating strike by young men has not yet really penetrated through the culture, because the opinion polling company in the US, Pew, that's P-E-W Research Center, who did the survey, in brackets, that found that 2/3 of young men don't even date young women, close brackets, only in 2022. So there has not been enough time for the enormity of this statistic to penetrate the minds of even the most open-minded thinkers. With 2/3 of young US men not even dating young women, it's obvious that this cannot continue, or we wipe ourselves out in a mere few generations. Our culture has to bite the bullet on this. So what can we do? In my view, the obvious thing to do is to make the culture bi-conscious, that is, by spreading masculist and MGTOW ideas to the culture, so that young women become bi-conscious, that is, by definition, learning some masculism, so that these young women learn that gender oppression is very much not a one-way street, and that, in fact, women oppress men far worse, given that many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, for example, the Big Three. Typically, a freshly minted bi-conscious feminist loses her misandry because she becomes conscious that expressing her former misandry towards men would be deeply hypocritical, since she now knows that women oppress men worse. So if she has her monoconscious feminist anger at men, in capital letters, cancelled by her female masculist anger at women for the horrible ways that women oppress men. This bi-consciousing, this de-misandering, in turn, makes her much nicer to be with for men. So such women are much more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend. But we are not yet at this stage in gender political development. So how can we speed up the process of bi-consciousing society? This flyer suggests a strategy that masculisted lawyers can use to change the misandry on university campuses and hence, through another chain of logic, save the planet from geocide. That's the wiping out of human beings on the planet. So in concrete terms, what can maskless lawyers do to speed things along? They can take a lawsuit to the president of a university, suing it for, quote, misandry, sexual discrimination, hypocrisy, and geocide, unquote. The legal document handed to the president can use the above logic to explain the point of the lawsuit. It can also recommend to the president that the lawsuit will be withdrawn if the university agrees to teach maskulism within its gender studies course, given the obvious fact that there are two genders and that by teaching only feminism, the course is being profoundly sexist, misandrist, hypocritical, and contributes on a bigger scale towards geocide, since female students of women's studies courses are made into misandrist, monoconscious feminazis who are repulsive to young men, who then reject them, refusing to even date them. The maskless lawyer should also approach the local media, or even the national media, to explain why he is suing the university, pointing out to the media the enormity of the consequences of the dating strike by young men against young women. Hopefully, there will be quite some interest in the media about this lawsuit and the fact that 2/3 of young men don't even date young women. Female media people can give the lawsuit story the spin that if 2/3 of young men don't date young women, then, in capital letters, most young women will not get a man. Male media people can give the story the spin that finally men are hitting back at the awful, suffocating misandry of the society they live in, and that it is time for women to wake up to the fact that they oppress men worse, and that if they don't stop it, then they're going to die slow, miserable, manless deaths, rotting on the shelf. If one such maskless lawsuit is successful, in the sense that the university president agrees to have maskulism taught in his university's gender studies course, then that precedent could inspire other maskless lawyers to do the same to their local universities until a real maskless snowball gets rolling, and hundreds of universities across the US do the same, seeing the writing on the wall and not wanting to be labelled by other universities as being bigoted, backward, sexist, hypocritical, misandrist, and worst of all, geocidal. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo De Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 690 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo De Garis to see videos on maskulism at, quote, AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo De Garis, dash, London Real. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Maskus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube, although well down in the search list, since YouTube has shadow banned my Maskus videos. I have nearly 1,000 Maskus videos in 14 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's four words. Ciao.